I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. China plays peacemaker in a bid to calm regional tensions as Trump-led efforts falter. Fighting intensified along the Cambodia-Thailand border earlier this month, and clashes continue today, making it the deadliest bout in years. More than 500,000 people have been displaced by the fighting, which is rooted in long-standing disputes over territory. A3's Meng An Ur says,
Cambodia has a lot of temples along the border. And right now, Thailand, they claim that this belongs to them. That's why they want to fight.
Churches strive to meet the needs of newly displaced families. Pray Cambodians who don't know Jesus will meet the Prince of Peace through this outreach.
Pray for the refugee. We want to support them with food so that they can survive for a while.
And many lives could be transformed by the power of the gospel. But one obstacle remains, a discipleship deficit. Steve Prince of Warrior Set Free, a ministry of Set Free, says,
it's important that as an organization and as the global church, we stay focused on the gospel and on connecting people with Jesus for forgiveness of sins, for a right relationship with God the Father, for eternal blessings.
That happens when the Great Commission shapes our relationships with others. Discipleship also helps warriors and first responders heal from the heavy burdens they carry. Prince says they're overwhelmed with love, joy, and peace, and they have a new life that they want to share with others. So this Christmas season, take the opportunity to invite someone into a discipleship journey. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.